Clearwater, Florida, where fall color seekers can find miles of sugary white sand beaches and emerald green gulf waters, as well as fiery red, orange, and yellow sunsets. More at visitspc.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
87 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Manhattan. The time is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, and many, many other frequencies scattered across the state. You will find us streaming online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can also become a member at any time. Once you get there, just click on the word support to get all the details.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned for over 50 years, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then, bull riding, barrel racing, calf roping, the Roy LeBlanc Okmulgee Invitational Rodeo has all the major events you expect with rodeo. It's also one of the oldest black rodeos in the nation.
The Okmulgee Rodeo, this is it. This is what we practice for all year. This is the big one right here.
Coming up on KPR, an audio postcard from the 69th annual Roy LeBlanc Okmulgee Invitational Rodeo. Stick around.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, a local ensemble providing an experience where people of all backgrounds celebrate and share music together, encouraging pride in the Lawrence community. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org.
Mostly clear skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy, 20% chance of showers and storms after midnight, and a lot warmer, lows in the lower 70s. Heat advisories going into effect tomorrow afternoon for most of the KPR listening area. It's 3:20.
Support for NPR comes from...
Happens when somebody shouts out, Jim Walls!
I know he's from Minnesota.
Yeah, the Minnesota accent. Yes. That's... oh, yeah.
Those stories and more, Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 7 to 10 a.m. on your KPR stations for Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, hosting Natalie Parker, launching her new horror novel, Come Out, Come Out, on August 28th at 7. More at ravenbookstore.com/events.
News headlines are coming up next. Don't forget, we have a heat advisory going into effect tomorrow for the entire KPR listening area. It is currently 87 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 3:30.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Democrat who helped ban transgender girls and women from women's sports died of pancreatic cancer yesterday. Marvin Robinson II was 67 years old. Blaze Mesa of The Beacon filed this report.
Robinson served one term in the Kansas House. He was controversial for his backing of Republican-led priorities, like banning transgender women from women's sports. But Robinson also pushed for a ban on the death penalty and freeing inmates on marijuana charges. He was a strong advocate for funding restoration of the Quindaro ruins. That's a stop on the Underground Railroad that fell into disrepair and was almost turned into a landfill. Robinson lost his primary election this month. Wanda Page will take his seat next January. I'm Blaze Mesa with The Beacon.
Several Midwestern states are encouraging older farmers to rent or sell their land to the next generation. Harvest Public Media's Hector Alejandro Arzate reports on one new tax incentive program.
Missouri has rolled out a new deduction for landowners who rent or sell to younger farmers in exchange for a break on their state taxes. Joe Lau, who farms outside of Kansas City, knows how hard it is to get started as a new farmer. He's excited to see how Missouri's new program will incentivize landowners to work with beginners.
You know, I would just encourage those people with those resources, the landowners, to consider a young and beginning farmer when they go to rent, even if it wasn't just for the tax benefits, just the fact to get a little bit new blood into farming.
Most Midwestern states, including Kansas and Illinois, have tax credit and loan programs aimed at helping younger farmers get started. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Hector Alejandro Arzate.
The Kansas Water Institute is receiving direct input on the declining Oglala Aquifer from the livestock industry following a discussion this week in Manhattan. The livestock industry uses up to 95% of western Kansas water for beef and dairy production. Communities there are tied to the sustainability and success of the industry. Susan Metzger, the director of the Kansas Water Institute, says research has found only a fraction of the industry actually needs to adopt conservation practices to make big changes in water sustainability.
There's really this tipping point of if 25% of the people were enrolled in a conservation agreement like that, that's when you've reached the biggest hurdle and other people start catching on.
Despite pushes for changes at the federal level, Metzger says the region will have to focus on sustainability at a local level. A heat advisory goes into effect at noon tomorrow for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. For everyone else in the KPR listening area, a heat advisory goes into effect at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon and runs all the way through 8 o'clock Sunday night. It's 3:35.
NPR News, this is All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The oldest continually run black rodeo in the U.S. takes place each year in Okmulgee, Oklahoma. The Roy LeBlanc Okmulgee Invitational Rodeo draws competitors from all across the nation. This year, hundreds of attendees watched events such as the Mutton Busting Competition, where kids ride sheep, the Pony Express, which is a relay race on horseback, and the Ladies Steer Undecorating Competition, where horseback riders tear tape or ribbon off a steer. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope was at the Invitational and brought back this audio postcard.
So we're going to bring in the...
I love the history of the event. This rodeo is special because it's been going on for years, and it gets bigger and bigger every year.
Thank you for coming to the parade, as well as two nights at the rodeo.
This audio postcard was produced by Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. You will find more Harvest stories at kansaspublicradio.org. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and lots of other frequencies too. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, announcing its seven-concert season featuring international opera singers, traditional Thai instruments, and Dvorak Symphony from the New World. Tickets at topekasymphony.org.
Stay with us. Quite a bit more, All Things Considered, still to come. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight. In the next 30 minutes, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was supposed to speak today, announcing his withdrawal from the presidential race. We'll also have an overview of highlights of the Democratic National Convention, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from F.W. Houston Medical Center Senior Living Center, providing senior care in Jefferson County for loved ones close to home. More information on tours and availability at 913-774-4340.
It's 10 minutes before 4. This is KPR.
This is All Things
Plus, actress Diane Lane on this week's News Quiz from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 10 o'clock on your KPR One stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR News Quiz. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 87 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock.
I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Sony Pictures Classics with Between the Temples, a new comedy starring Jason Schwartzman as a cantor whose world is upended when his grade school music teacher, played by Carol Kane, becomes his new bat mitzvah student. Now playing. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 89 in Topeka. The time is 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia, lots of other frequencies all around the state. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, presenting Pop-Up Science, National Hummingbird Day, a drop-in family event with science education and hands-on activities. Open to the public and all ages, September 7th, 2 to 4 p.m. Details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We will also get an update on fall respiratory viruses. Federal health officials are reminding the public to be prepared.
The best plan is to use the tools we have against the illnesses responsible for the majority of fall and winter deaths and hospitalizations.
Their top recommendations: get a flu shot, get an updated COVID vaccine. We will learn more from Rob Stein. Also, a preview of the U.S. Open Grand Slam Tennis Tournament. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters. Early bird tickets available now at topekazoo.org.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas: mostly clear this evening, becoming partly cloudy, slight chance of showers after midnight. Lows only getting down to the lower 70s tomorrow. Much more humid, much hotter, highs in the lower 90s. In fact, we have heat advisories going into effect for the entire KPR listening area at some point tomorrow, noon, the further south you go, 1 p.m. for everyone else, and that will run through 8 o'clock Sunday night. Heat indexes up around 109 are expected.
KPR comes from this station and from...
Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend All Things Considered.
Did you know that listeners are more apt to frequent businesses that support their local public radio station? Well, if you run a business, you can harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
News headlines are coming up next. We have a heat advisory going into effect for the entire KPR listening area tomorrow, with heat index values up to 109. It's 4:30.
The country could be headed in the, quote, right direction, and most say they do plan to vote.
This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Democrat who helped ban transgender girls and women from women's sports in Kansas died of pancreatic cancer on Thursday. That's yesterday. Marvin Robinson II was 67 years old. Blaise Mesa of The Beacon filed this report.
Robinson served one term in the Kansas House. He was controversial for his backing of Republican-led priorities, like banning transgender women from women's sports. But Robinson also pushed for a ban on the death penalty and freeing inmates on marijuana charges. He was a strong advocate for funding restoration of the Quindaro ruins. That's a stop on the Underground Railroad that fell into disrepair and was almost turned into a landfill. Robinson lost his primary election this month. Wanda Page will take his seat next January. I'm Blaise Mesa with The Beacon.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has directed flags to be lowered to half staff on all state buildings, grounds, and facilities effective immediately until sundown on the day of Robinson's interment. One of the biggest challenges that beginning farmers face across the nation is access to land, which is often expensive and in high demand. But a new program in Missouri offers a tax deduction to help incentivize older farm owners to sell or rent their land to those trying to get started. Christine Tidgren, a professor at Iowa State University and the director of its Center for Agricultural Law and Taxation, says the new program is part of a growing effort to help the industry. That's as both the average age for farmers and the number of beginners continues to grow.
We need them to come in and fill in because our current farmers aren't going to be able to continue to farm forever.
Other states, including Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska, have their own incentive programs to encourage land transition to younger farmers. Civil rights activist and historian Chester Owens, a lifelong resident of Kansas City, Kansas, has died. Owens will be remembered for his efforts to organize letter writing and picketing campaigns to desegregate downtown KCK. He was the first black Kansas City, Kansas councilman and in the mid-1960s co-founded the first black bookstore in the Midwest. It was called The Hub, where icons of black culture came for readings and discussion. Owens often spoke about his frustration that more people don't protest injustice, particularly in his beloved Wyandotte County.
You have a moral obligation to say something or do something about it. That's something going on in Wyandotte County every day.
Chester Owens died at his home in Kansas City, Kansas. He was 91 years old. Mostly clear this evening, partly cloudy towards midnight, slight chance of showers and storms after midnight, warmer, obviously lows in the lower 70s, highs in the 90s tomorrow.
Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting a night of live storytelling and music with Professor Greg Jackson of the History That Doesn't Suck podcast, Friday, October 11th at Liberty Hall. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said today that the time has come for the central bank to start cutting interest rates. Powell spoke at a high-profile economic conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Find out what exactly he did say and when we might see that rate drop. Also, look at heat in Phoenix. Phoenix, Arizona has set a record for the most nights with a low temperature above 90 degrees. Now, that is alarming. We'll talk more about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the 43rd Annual Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, a family day in Lawrence's South Park featuring traditional acoustic music. Sunday, August 25th. More at fiddpick.org.
This is All Things Considered
on Music App or visiting amazon.com/adfree. This is NPR.
NPR is here for the lifelong learners, the investigators, the curious. It's here for you. Keep listening and growing with NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned. 2 more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. 20% chance of showers late tonight. Quite warm this evening with lows in the lower 70s. Heat advisories go into effect tomorrow. It's 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Bob Schwartz Financial. helping Kansans achieve their financial goals for over 45 years. More information available at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 88 in Topeka. The time is 5:06.
From NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.9 FM in Atchison. Lots of other frequencies, too. And always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including T-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details at their location in North Lawrence or riverratks.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines coming up in about 12 minutes in our next half hour. We will learn about former President Donald Trump speaking at his first rally since the Democratic National Convention, giving him a chance to kind of refine his message now that Kamala Harris is the official Democratic Party nominee. Then we will visit a rodeo, bull riding, barrel racing, calf roping. It's one of the biggest black rodeos in the nation.
The old Muggy Rodeo, this is it. Hey, this is what we practice for all year. This the big one right here.
Coming up on KPR and Audio, postcard from the 69th Annual Rodeo in Okmulgee, Oklahoma. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More information at spiderartconstructors.com.
Partly cloudy overnight tonight. 20% chance of showers and storms after midnight. Lows only getting down to the lower 70s. Tomorrow, much warmer. Sunshine in the afternoon. Very humid. Highs in the lower 90s. Tomorrow afternoon, the entire KPR listening area has a heat advisory going into effect through 8 o'clock Sunday night.
Support for NPR comes from this state.
Yeah. The Minnesota accent. Yeah. That's, oh yeah.
Those stories and more. Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend Edition Saturday. Your hosts are Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse live in concert, and more this season. Tickets at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.
Stick around. News headlines are coming up next. I'll have more details on that heat advisory going into effect tomorrow for all of the KPR listening area. It's 5:30.
Charges of disorderly conduct and trespassing. Martin Costi, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Democrat who helped ban transgender girls and women from participating in women's sports in the state died of pancreatic cancer yesterday. Marvin Robinson II was 67 years old. Blaise Mesa of The Beacon reports.
Robinson served one term in the Kansas House. He was controversial for his backing of Republican-led priorities, like banning transgender women from women's sports. But Robinson also pushed for a ban on the death penalty and freeing inmates on marijuana charges. He was a strong advocate for funding restoration of the Quindaro ruins. That's a stop on the Underground Railroad that fell into disrepair and was almost turned into a landfill. Robinson lost his primary election this month. Wanda Page will take his seat next January. I'm Blaise Mesa with The Beacon.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly this afternoon directed flags to be lowered to half-staff on all state buildings, grounds, and facilities effective immediately until sundown on the day of Robinson's interment. Several Midwestern states are encouraging older farmers to rent or sell their land to the next generation. Harvest Public Media's Hector Alejandro Arzate reports on one new tax incentive program.
Missouri has rolled out a new deduction for landowners who rent or sell to younger farmers in exchange for a break on their state taxes. Joe Lau, who farms outside of Kansas City, knows how hard it is to get started as a new farmer. He's excited to see how Missouri's new program will incentivize landowners to work with beginners.
you know, I would just encourage those people with those resources, the landowners, to consider a young beginning farmer when they go to rent, even if it wasn't just for the tax benefits, just the fact to get a little bit new blood into farming.
Most Midwestern states, including Kansas and Illinois, have tax credit and loan programs aimed at helping younger farmers get started. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Hector Alejandro Arzate.
The Kansas Water Institute is receiving direct input on the declining Ogallala Aquifer from the livestock industry following a discussion this week in Manhattan. The livestock industry uses up to 95% of western Kansas water for beef and dairy production. Communities there are tied to the sustainability and success of the industry. Susan Metzger, director of the Kansas Water Institute, says research has found only a fraction of the industry needs to adopt conservation practices to make very big changes in water sustainability.
There's really this tipping point of if 25% of the people were enrolled in a conservation agreement like that, that's when you've reached the biggest hurdle and other people start catching on.
Despite pushes for change at the federal level, Metzger says the region will have to focus on sustainability at a local level. The entire KPR listening area will be under a heat advisory tomorrow through 8 p.m. Sunday. It's 5:35.
From NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The oldest continually run black rodeo in the U.S. takes place each year in Okmulgee, Oklahoma. The Roy LeBlanc Okmulgee Invitational Rodeo draws competitors from across the nation. This year, hundreds of attendees watched events such as the Mutton Busting Competition, where kids ride sheep, the Pony Express, which is a relay race on horseback, and the Ladies Steer Undecorating, where horseback riders tear tape or ribbons off a steer. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope was at the Invitational and brought back this audio postcard.
So we're gonna bring
this rodeo is special because it's been going on for years, and it gets bigger and bigger every year.
Thank you for coming to the parade, as well as two nights at the rodeo.
That audio postcard was produced by Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. You'll find more Harvest stories at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Humanities Kansas, welcoming U.S. Poet Laureate Ada Limone to the Solana Arts Center on October 17th, open to the public. Tickets available August 27th. More information at humanitieskansas.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay tuned. Another hour of All Things Considered coming right up. We will learn more about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who ended his long-shot independent presidential campaign in some states, but in general is ending it. Also, a new U.S. government report is finding a link between very high levels of fluoride and lower IQ levels in children.
The question was, is fluoride a developmental neurotoxicant? And the analysis clearly said it certainly has the potential to be.
We'll tell you about what that report says and what it doesn't say coming up shortly here on KPR. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 6.
T. MacArthur Foundation. At macfound.org.
I'm Peter Sagal. The DNC came to Chicago, so of course we had no excuse not to cover this one. It's all good vibes and insulting hand gestures, plus actress Diane Lane on this week's News Quiz from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR News Quiz. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.